The Rav Shitzer is today. The only mice that's coming to mind is, I don't remember all the pratim, but I can't remember who it was. There was two chaver and two big tzaddikim. Maybe Savarka, maybe. I can't remember who it was. The two big tzaddikim, they were both by the Rav Shitzer. And then after the histalkus of the Rav Shitzer, they went to the Sar Shalom of Bells to connect to the Bells of Rebbe. So the Bells of Rebbe, the Sar Shalom and his Rebbetzin were very, very close. Even by the Tish, he would have his wife sit next to him. They have a little mechitza, whatever. But they were very, very close. Very, very, very close. So anyway, so one time, I think it was Rabbi Slavark. I could be making a mistake, but these two tzaddikim that would eventually become tzaddikim in their own right, you know. Anyway, so they were by the Sar Shalom, and one time, like the Sar Shalom said a Torah, revealed to them a yichud, something, a kavan of something. And so the Rebbetzin was in. The Rebbetzin said to them, like, isn't it amazing what my husband is able to reveal to you? You've probably never heard anything like that in your life. So they said, that's Kavaldiga, you know, what your husband is sharing with us. But we heard amazing things by the Rav Shitzer too. So she said, like, what? So they said that it was one time, this is the example that they gave, that was one time by a Friday afternoon, and they were in the kitchen. By the Rav, I don't know if this was the Anhaga always, but sometimes the Rav Shitzer would tell some of the Chassidim that you have to work in the kitchen this Friday, you know, different avodas. So these two tzaddikim, their task was that Friday to peel the potatoes. They were peeling potatoes, and and he said, again, I don't remember which tzaddik it was, but he was saying to the Belzer Rebbetzin that we were peeling potatoes over this, you know, this, like, you know, for a huge thing of potatoes, peeling it over this big, you know, garbage can, and we were feeling like like mamish. So at that moment, the Rebbetzin comes by. And we were peeling potatoes. The potatoes that we finished, we were like in a pile. So the Rav Shitzer took. Oh, so what happened? Yeah, they're peeling potatoes, and the potatoes that they peeled, they would put in a big pot of water so it doesn't turn green. And they have this other, you know, pile of potatoes that they're going to peel. Right. So that's it. So Rav Shitzer passes by and he takes one of the unpeeled potatoes, and takes it, and he throws it hard into the water, so that the potato water should splash in the faces, and they should feel even more ice mesh. And so Rav Talia sees this, and Rav Talia then whispers to them in their ears the yichud to have in mind by the moment of a person's histalkus that it should be whatever, it should be piled all good things, which is like considered to be one of the biggest yichudim, and that's when he revealed it to them. So the see, that's what they told the Belzer Rebbetzin, is that secret that the Rav Shitzer revealed to us after when we were drenched with potato water and we were feeling like mamish nothing, that's when he revealed to us the greatest secret of all. That's something that that's a special zach. That's a special zach. So that's it's also one of these in Yonav Dafke at that moment, you know. Potatoes, even by the tzaddikim, was considered to be, since I mentioned this before, that potatoes are native to North America. They were brought to Europe, but they're native to North America. So a lot of the tzaddikim were hesitant to eat them because America is kosher l'shecha and all the tumah, you know, it's well known. And, you know, Baal Tanya said already that the sound of Har Sinai didn't get to America. So there's a lot of there's a lot of barriers to avodas Hashem here. So a lot of tzaddikim were hesitant to that. The Chayzik rather told the Rav Shitzer, he said, Adraba, you have to eat potatoes because you have to forge a path for Yidden that are eventually going to get their way to America, that they need the tzaddikim to sort of forge that path. But being Isaac in potatoes, which is already like a low thing, Kiviyachal, you know. Erev Shabbos, which the Kamarna already, you know, said from his uncle from Zidichayv, that Erev Shabbos is called Erev, which is a lesson of nighttime, because it's like before the light of Shabbos comes, there's always like a darkness that precedes it. It doesn't have to be. He also quotes from the Rebbe Melech, that by the Rebbe Melech it was said that his Erev Shabbos was considered to be Mamish Leila. And depending on how Leila his Erev Shabbos was, that's how lichtig his Shabbos was. Adkadei kach, they say in his kitchen, that when you went into his kitchen Erev Shabbos, and you saw the people working over there, it was mamish like Neil and Yom Kippur. That's what they used to say, that the Rebbe Melech. But Al-Kupanim, so Erev Shabbos, peeling potatoes, getting drenched with the potato water, says mamish like mamish ayin, mamish in that place of absolute bittul. That's when the greatest yichud can be revealed to a person. And a yichud that's talking about how a person's histalkus, which is that moment of nothingness, where the neshama is able to really experience that highest level of dvekus. That's what the Rav Shitzer revealed to these two tzaddikim. Zchus Yagin Aleinu v'Zeshem. The Rav Shitzer Shatakas see how we're very much drenched with potato water, right? So it's very much drenched, and we should be zechet from there. Mikim and Miofar Dal. You know, I mean, the Rav Shitzer should pick up those yidden to give us the greatest yichudim of all.
Rabbi, and the Rav Shitzer made a lot of jokes, no?
Huh? He's making a lot of jokes. Yeah, he makes a lot of jokes. That was big avodah. They say, yeah, that was big avodah. He used to be poil, he used to be Mom Tikdina with his jokes. That's what he used to do.
Rabbi, from all the stories, the shit, potatoes on a Friday.
Huh?
I'm getting better than that.
That's to say with the Rav Shitzer. He was, you know.
Sophie, you have to be Mom Tikdina with your jokes.
That's the avodah. There you go. All right, a few minutes. Okay, you have Chas V'Shalom. You have page Gimel. Everyone has the right pages. The Rav Shitzer was known for his avodah was very. Very tzniyistic, very, very pneumistic. That was like the avoid in ruptures. It was very, very pure. Nothing showy, nothing on the outside. Like very, like everything very pneumy. Like that was a major avoid by the ruptures, sir. Anything that was like, you know, showy and like, you know, chuckling a lot. You know, these like external things. He like very much, you know, he would make fun. He would like, there's like a famous thing that he would. He was walking by the base medrash, and there was a yid that was like clapping a shamnu like very hard, you know. And he made a joke. He said, "Stop knocking. There's no one home. Like, you know, it's like, you don't have to knock so loud. It's not, no one's home." But he used to like things like that, you know. But he was very very sharp. Very very sharp. But that was his big avoida. So as you have to become, you know, that's you know to connect that to become ish pnimian. A big thing. Okay, so Nachal, so page Gimel, just for a few minutes. Okay, so the Rav Chaim Vitalevi here is again, he's going to be defining for us what Pnimis HaTorah is. What is the study of Kabbalah? What is it? So he says like this, Vamnam, Ba'ilam Atzilas, right? This is what we saw is that, again, every Chelik of Torah corresponds to a different universe, so to speak. So the world of Atzilas, that's the dimension that corresponds to Pnimis HaTorah, to Kabbalah. So he says like this: On the Ba'il Matzilus, in that dimension of Atzilus, Asher Shama Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev Oisek B'Torah, that the Rabbanu Shlom over there sits and learns Torah. Kiniska B'Divrei Rabbi Seinu Zal, as Chazal say, V'Gam Divrei Hametargim, and we also find this in the Targum Al Pasuk Doidi Tzach VeEdaim. So on that pasuk, the Targum translates that the Rabbanu Shlom is being Oisek in Torah. The pasuk says that the Torah says that I am the Amun. I am the what's it called like a hammer and nails. No, what's it called the things that the carpenter uses to create. You know the tools. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Tools.
Somebody was home.
There you go. Eyetz Lemon. The Torah says, "I am the tool of Hashem." Ve'yeshashum yamim, and I'm Hashem's delight. Hanidrash l'arvizinuzal and Chazal darshin abriyas oilam. That the Torah is being described as Hashem's tools and Hashem's delight in terms of creation of the world. Shagash Baruch Hu ma'abit b'Torah. That the Rabbanu Shalom gazed into the Torah, bara b'olamis, and created the worlds. All these descriptions are describing what Torah is on the level of Atzilus. So on that plane of Atzilus, which is Mamash Elikus, then the Torah is being described as the tool of Hashem to create the future, the later worlds, the lower worlds. So he says, so again, the point being is that Torah exists on Atzilus, and on the level of Atzilus, Torah is active. The process of learning Torah is a productive activity. It's not just studying ideas that exist. It's a tool. It's a vehicle through which something is, through which creation takes place. The Eye Etzlei Amun. So what does this mean? It says in the Vein Safik, there's no doubt. Ki loy b'maisa de Hagar, u'maisa de b'nei Sa'er ha'chayri, u'maisa asin de Bilam, l'kiyotze b'hem, b'yoysem b'pshutam, ha'y mishasheh b'makosh baruch al pa'yim shana kaidim shen v'raylam. The Torah of Atzilus, which is the tool through which the Rebbeinu creates the world, and is the exercise of Hashem's delight and pleasure, which Chazal say He was doing for 2,000 years before the creation of the world, almost 2,000 years before the creation of the world. So then, it's davar pashut that Torah in Atzilus cannot be the simple story of Hagar and the simple story of the people of Seir and the story of the donkey of Bilam as they are on a simple level. Such external layers of Torah is not what's going on in Atzilus. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not creating the world from that. Amnam Shashua Shaglish Baruch Hu. So what is Hashem's delight? What is the Torah of Atzilus that Hashem is delighting in? And again, understand Shashua. What does it mean Hashem is delighting? What does it mean Shashua? So the Lashon talks about this. The word Shashua in Hebrew, letters, there's different categories of letters. There's some letters that come from the throat, some letters that come from the tongue, some letters that come from the teeth. So any particular category, all the letters of that category, they're interchangeable. So the word Shashua, which means delight and pleasure and sort of laughter, is also interchangeable with the word Zazua, Shin and Zayin. They're both teeth letters. So Shin and Zayin are interchangeable. Zazua. Shashua means, just like when a person laughs, like you shake, there's movement. The Torah of Atzilus is described as the tool of Hashem through which creation takes place. And it's also described as the movement of Hashem, the Shashua. A movement that's good, a movement that's coming from a happy place, that's called Shashua. A person can be moved for sad things, and a person can be moved for happy things. When it's moved for happy things, that's called Shashua. So when the Torah is being described as Eya Etzlei Amun, the Eya Shashuam Yoim Yoim, it means the Torah of Atzilus is being described as the process in which God moves Kviyachal out of himself, out of that hidden place, into reality. So this is exactly what Atzilus is. Atzilus is a dimension in which God that's pre-Atzilus, the God of Mamish infinity, is brought into relatability, is brought into reality. That's what the Torah of Atzilus is. So everything that we have in our Torah, in its origin, in its more pure form, which is in Atzilus, it itself is nothing but an exercise of God moving outward, of God moving from hiding into, you know, into being known. That's what the Torah of Atzilus is.
Is he saying that creation occurs in Atzilus, or it's Atzilus is where the creation that happens from the infinity from before Atzilus expresses?
That's the moment of creation. That's things moving in, right. Once you have Atzilus, now you have the blue. Then everything else is unpackaging. Chaysim v'nechtam in the language of the Arizal. But in that first initial moment of things moving from Ein Sof into Atzilus, that's the point of creation, and that's what the Torah of Atzilus is.
You mentioned that the most elemental level of creation is exhaling and inhaling. Right?
Yeah.
It's almost like laughing, because laughing is
100%. It's the same idea. So that's the movement. That's the movement of the Torah of Atzilus. You know, 100%. So he says, "Amnam Shashua Yishal Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah." This laughter, this delight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah, which is Atzilus. And again, that's what I'm trying to explain over here. It's not like we imagine like Hashem is sitting and learning, and he's just like, you know, with his feet on the couch, and it's like, oh, this is Gevaldig Sefer, that he's having delight in that. It's not like that. There's the definition of Torah is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kiviyachol moving out of himself, becoming known. That's called Shashui, the Shashui HaTorah. So this Shashum of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in Torah, the Yaisei Bayre Ba Es Olamis, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam using that as a way in which the universes are created, that's obviously that's Torah in its soul form, in its primistika form, which is a divine activity and a divine exercise. and a divine experience. Hanikris Razei Torah, which is the secrets of Torah. Hanikris Maisim Rakava, called Maisim Rakava. Hi Chachmas HaKabbalah, Kenai Del Yoidim. That's what we call Chachmas HaKabbalah. V'tama Dover Hu, and the reason for this is, Liyosi Oilam Atzilus Elyon Ma'oid, because again, that, the dimension of Atzilus means the highest universe, so to speak. Toiv Le Ra, which is completely good, with no Ra. The Yochlis Arvi Ime Klipa, there's no Klipas that are mixed over there. Valei Itmar, regarding that dimension, it says, Ukvoidi La'acher Loyetain. I don't give my honor to anyone else. In other words, all there is, like the Zaris describes, Iuvi Chiyuvi Germui Chad, that in that space of Atzilus, the Rabbanu Shlolam, the entire universe is completely one with Hashem. Kiniska B'Sefer Tikkun, because it's, again, that's Atzilus means the dimension in which God is moving outward into known reality, and every single movement forward is a sugya in Torah. That itself is that is what Torah is. As Torah, as that, Torah and Atzilus is the universe of Atzilus. That is the. It's not a study in a. That is Atzilus. That is the universe. When that universe then moves outward and becomes lower universes, and all of a sudden the Torah becomes hidden and hidden and hidden to the point of where now it's like a set of rules and things that we study in the world, as opposed to Atzilus, which is, the Torah is the world of Atzilus. Kinizka b'sefer tikkun b'zara b'reishis. V'lochin gam ha-Torah asher sham, therefore the Torah of Atzilus, inenu rak mufshetes mikolu v'shal gufanim, is stripped away from all of its physical exterior clothing. Mashenkin l'mata b'olam ha-Yetzir, however, once you move into lower worlds, let's say Yitzira, which is called Olam Dematat, which is the universe of like Malachim, Hanikra Evetoiv, which is now called the universe of good servants. So it's already something separate. V'ua Nikra Eitzadas Toiv, Misitre, V'ra, U'misitre the Sam, Shuklip, and Duwe Eved Ra. So already in Yitzira, you have this divide of good and evil. On the one hand, there's Toiv, on the other hand, there's Ra. Ke'atar Ashasham, because the Torah over there already, Heim Shish Sidre Mishnah, that's already. She's the Mishnah, Hanikram Shivcha Kanal, which is called the maidservant, as we saw before, Niglas Atar, Kiniska Shom Parashas Bereishis. Again, that's the idea. So again, that's the definition of Atzilus. Again, that's what he's saying before, is that when a person, therefore, gets involved more in that dimension of Atzilus, then already there's more of a sensitivity to appreciate that all of Torah, and therefore all of reality, is God moving sort of out of hiding. And so, like we were saying last time, that then slowly but surely the person becomes sensitized to that and wants to also be involved in that process of escorting Hashem sort of out of hiding into reality, which is what Torah Lishma is about. Okay,
learning Torah is more.